Well, I had two questions, both directed to insulin. And what I would initially like to say is, well, first of all, the insulin market is currently getting a great deal of attention. And my principal answer is that Health Action International, HAI, has just issued a detailed report on the factors that influence pricing and distribution in the insulin market. So the main answer is I recommend that you download and read the Health Action International report on the insulin market. But in 35 seconds or less, insulin is very complex because it was initially regulated as an ordinary drug, then it was subsequently regulated as a biologic, so you have some kind of regulatory confusion and overlap. Second, it's not a market. It's a market dominated by three companies, but it's not a market that's free from patents, even though it's a very old market, because they're continually introducing new analogs and marketing those new analogs through the medical community so that the prices vary a good deal depending on what the doctors are prescribing. I was asked whether I think that the pharmaceutical benefit managers and distributors are profiting abnormally from this. There is, as Baring mentioned, a large civil class action in the United States with, again, easy to find and download, a very detailed complaint about the structure of the pharmaceutical benefit manager distribution market, which is worth looking into. I was asked whether, why haven't they brought down the price to this point? Because you should at this level have been able to achieve economies of scale and corresponding price reductions. And again, that goes back into the various market structural inefficiencies involving both the regulatory structure and the patent and related market exclusivity protections. So Elizabeth Warren, you may be aware, has introduced a bill in the United States that would specifically tackle the insulin market and specifically authorize U.S. domestic manufacturing of insulin as a remedy for the current structure of the market. But it's a very interesting area and one that deserves a lot of attention.
Thank you.
Well, it certainly drew a lot of attention to the problem, but in a way it was a bit diversionary. That was a relatively small part of a very big problem, and his behavior was so bad that he allowed people who appear to be more rational to appear more normal. Things like, you know, Mylan and the EpiPen. We have a tremendous lawsuit going on now, again, for those of you who are pursuing this, brought by state's attorney generals against a wide spectrum of generic companies for price fixing. It's a renewal of an existing complaint, but their multi-hundred page complaint, which details in very specific detail the types of behaviors that are gone into suppressing the output on the market, bid rigging in the supply of the generic market, and so forth. So I agree with you. It got a lot of attention, and it highlighted the problem of rapid, unexplained increases in price, but I'm not sure it was really that important in the grand scheme of things.
Mm.
Well, it goes back to the very first thing I said when I started the presentation. It's a political failure. So, I mean, that's a simple statement. The fact is that there is no regulatory agency in the United States with the power to enforce a price control with respect to a pharmaceutical product. Now, with having said that, there are some subsidiary mechanisms at the Veterans Administration and the Medicaid program in which you can have certain controls on reimbursement and so forth, but by and large, there simply isn't the regulatory authority with the power to do that. Now, there was a case recently, so one point I would make, but, you know, we don't have time for all of this, is that, for example, Maryland in the United States passed legislation which was going to control the prices of drugs in that market, and their legislation was struck down because it violated, according to the appeals court, something called the Dormant Commerce Clause. And the Dormant Commerce Clause says that one, the theory of the court was that if you lower the price in one state, it has the effect of acting as a price control in other states because people will come from the other state and buy the drugs in that state, therefore letting a single state dictate the price of the drug has an impact on external state markets. Now, that is a very big decision, and one that I think should be challenged. But you have other things going on. I can't resist giving you this other illustration of something important. The United States is one of two markets in the United States that allows television advertisement of drugs.
Yes.
So in the United States, you are literally bombarded every moment of the day with commercials. Mm. Are you depressed? Do you have cancer? Are your legs shaking? Ask your doctor. If you're not depressed before you start watching television, you will be depressed. But the Trump administration, to its credit, said, okay, we're adopting a rule, Health and Human Services. When you put one of those advertisements on television, you have to state what the list price of the drug is. So do you have cancer? Are you unhappy? Yes, but it'll cost you $750,000 a year to treat it. And the industry, so that's understandable. The industry has sued, saying that's a violation of the right of free speech. But the main challenger is the Advertising Council,
yes.
Right? So it's a lawsuit by the Advertising Council saying, well, shouldn't we be able to say this to people? Because after all, they might not know that they need treatment. If you tell them how high the price is, they might not get it. And don't they understand that they'll be compensated by the insurance companies? And if not, they'll die. But why worry? Because they'll have free speech.
Yeah.
The point I made at the very outset, there's virtually nothing you can do. And I say the United States because that's where most of the money is, but it really doesn't matter where you are. You can be in India. Every step you can take to control pharmaceutical prices is met by litigation. And so it's a very difficult area for governments to act, and that's why all of the young lawyers in this room should tell yourself and tell 20 friends that you should get involved in this area and be defense counsel in these cases, because you'll spend the rest of your life, you know, trying to promote access to medicines through lower prices unless you can fix the political economy. And with that,
but that